Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss. If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Who are the coolest dudes on the planet?
United States veterans.
What's the coolest sport on the planet?
Pro wrestling.
And what would be the coolest podcast on the planet? That would be this one.
U.S. military vets talking pro wrestling.
This is the No Shave Man Cave. Two badass disabled vets sharing their love of pro wrestling, giving you their perspective as fans, talking about current events and matches, history of titles, and who knows what else. Let's do it.
Welcome to the No Shave Men Cave. Now your hosts, Ellie Jair and Jay Tilly.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, wrestling fans and sports entertainment fans, welcome to the No Shave Man Cave. I'm Ellie Jair.
I am Jay Tilly.
And we are here to talk with you about SmackDown coming up this week. May 12th is coming to you from Knoxville, Tennessee, and it is going to have a pretty nice show, which will feed into the Night of Champions and excitement level. Talk to me. Tennessee, it's known for Smoky Mountains, some good wrestling. And how do you feel, man? What are you thinking?
It's going to be SmackDown. So is Roman going to be on this show? I can't remember.
Roman Reigns will make an appearance.
So this is going to be an interesting one. I'm excited. Obviously, as everybody knows, I don't get as excited about WWE, but I'm getting there. They have, with the way Backlash was and the way that the Backlash was so good, the Raw after Backlash was really good. So I will admit. I'm getting a little excited about how this is going to go. And just a programming note before we get too deep into it, what our fans will see from us now is we're going to try to do a review of Monday nights, and then basically, we want to start doing previews for you guys, too. So we'll also do, on top of the reviews we tend to do, we're going to do a little preview. So this will be our first one. So we'll probably stumble through this and see how it goes. But ideally, what you'll start getting is a preview for Monday Night Raw. And then you'll hear the review. And then you'll hear a preview for Dynamite and a review. When Collision comes out, we'll do Collision. I don't know about you, but I'll probably skip Rampage. Like, I'll watch it. But anything important happens, we can maybe talk about it. But I don't think it's something worth reviewing. And then same with SmackDown. We'll start doing that. So just kind of getting on a more regular schedule. For those listening to us, we are also going to start going live for our review shows. So they will be at 6:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then, of course, Fantasy Sports Corporation live on Saturdays at 7 o'clock. So,
what a rush. God, I love that intro, man.
I got to create this one for our YouTube channel. I'm just kind of messing around with a little bit myself today. But, real work got involved, so I had to stop. But
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to come up with a nice little video for us. But so just a little programming note. Now we can get back to SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so like, yeah, I mean, so we're going to see Roman Reigns for the first time in quite a while. And, you know,
since he WrestleMania, came on TV. Right?
Right. Yeah. So he came on TV since WrestleMania, or he did an interview or did a couple of vignettes. And other than that, radio silence. And does absence make the heart grow fonder? We'll hear tomorrow night in Tennessee. But, you know, you had the victory by the Usos and Solo at Backlash. And Roman Reigns is going to make the Volunteer State acknowledge him. What do you think? How do you think that's going to go with your prognostication?
So he'll definitely, you know, he'll get a pop for sure. I mean, it's Roman. Everybody loves him. Or at least loves what he's doing. As far as storyline goes, I don't think the fact that they got a win is going to change anything in the fact that Roman's going to berate him. And I think this is going to be the beginning of either Jay or Solo or Jimmy turning on Roman to become, I think, the big challenger going into SummerSlam or wherever we're going to do it from. I think I don't know how it's going to play out yet. I don't know if it's going to, if they're going to string it along and he's going to give the fake, I'm proud of you guys for winning and little side looks at, you know, throughout the night. Cause you know, they'll close with it. It'll be the last thing. Right. So they'll have a lot of backstage vignettes and like, will there be a lot of like glances over at Paul Heyman or nods to Paul Heyman, or does he have the Usos in the ring, nods to Solo and Solo takes him out? Like what? I'm not sure how they're going to do that yet. Man. Do they want to stretch it longer, or do they want to keep feeding into this?
Yeah.
The anticipation of that, you know, it's coming. I would like to see it. Just do it. Let's snap it. Let's do it. Rip have Solo take him out. Huh? Yeah. And go for it. What do you think? What do you think they're going to do?
Interesting. I think there's going to be a little bit of love in the sense that you got a victory. Good for you. And then he's going to like, just stick the knife in a little bit and go, yeah, but did you get the win at WrestleMania?
Where are
and
your
then
titles?
He'll hold up his titles. I got a win at WrestleMania. Hey, Solo, did they get a win at WrestleMania? No, Tribal Chief. You'll hear his voice and everybody be like, "Oh." And then Heyman will be, you know, with his slimy, shticky. It's they're going to be in this like subservient role until Jay can't take it anymore. And Jay and Jimmy are going to have some dissension, and it'll be interesting how it plays out, because the tag team titles, the champions are on the other show, and we're working up toward Night of Champions right now. And I do not believe that Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens are going to go to Night of Champions in Saudi. So do they have them drop the titles? Do they, you know... It's Night of Champions. All the titles should be defended. So what, you know, what happens with that? So it'll be interesting. I think it's going to, like what you said, like it's going to put the bloodline sort of back together. Like they're all in the same car, but they're not really together. You know what I mean? So
do you think when Roman does the, well, I won at WrestleMania, you didn't, blah, blah, blah. Do you think they being the Usos go, yeah, but you wouldn't have run without us? Like as a jab back, and maybe that's what starts, like, you know, a little further in, like, are they going to go back and forth with that stuff? Like, you know, we had to fight all our battles alone. You've had Solo and us to help you. Like, is that where they're going to go with it? And do you think they start that tonight, that kind of back and forth tonight? Or I just don't know how long they plan on stretching this out, I guess, is what I'm not sure about.
Yeah, it'd be interesting, like, because the gear is selling so well, I could see it dragging out a little bit. But the... With that comment, I think it'll be, wow. I could see Jay going, you know, he goes to say something and then Solo puts his hand on his shoulder.
Yeah, or he says it under his breath, maybe. Like as he, maybe Roman leaves the room and he goes, well, he wouldn't have without us. And then Solo shoots him a look, or Heyman shoots him a look. Yeah, that could be a way to do it too.
Oof. Yeah, that's going to be a trip.
It's going to be interesting.
And then we get the debut of Cameron Grimes
to the moon. Sorry.
And he's going against Baron Corbin, who is in talks to bring back the Lone Wolf character. So that'll be interesting to see if he comes back as some kind of like cross between Happy Corbin and down in the dumps Corbin or something.
I mean, he's not winning here.
No, not yeah, with mean, a I, debuting Cameron Grimes.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and maybe this is a further slide for him. I did appreciate the promo last week where Cameron Grimes was like all excited about being drafted, and Corbin's like, yeah, but you got drafted last. And he's like, yeah, but you didn't even get drafted.
Yeah.
I thought that was some good back and forth. I think, I don't remember, did they work against each other in NXT when he was down there? I don't remember if Corbin.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Corbin was already gone.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember how long Corbin was in NXT now that I'm thinking back to it. I don't remember, yeah, anyway. Yeah, I think this will actually be a really good match. I think one thing, Corbin's a workhorse, right? He's kind of like The Miz when it comes to in-the-ring stuff. You can kind of rely on him to put on a good show. And I believe Cameron Grimes is really good in the ring. So this could be this has the potential to be a very good showcase if they give it time. If they make it a 2-minute squash, which we know WWE likes to do, it'll be a shame. I wish they'd give him like 5-10 minutes to let him go out and, or even, yeah, 5-10 minutes. Give him 5-10 minutes to go out and just put on a show because it has the potential to be really good. What do I predict happening? Excuse me. Cameron Grimes is going to go out and smash him, make it real quick, and it'll lead more down the road of the Lone Wolf character.
Yep. Yeah. Now it's going to sort of portray him as he's out on his own. Maybe there's an episode or two where he's not even in the building. He's just like out in the parking area, you know, whatever. And I don't even have a match tonight, blah, blah, blah. Then we go and we're going to have a tag team title match with Damage Control's Bayley and Dakota Kai. Notice I said Bayley and Dakota Kai, not Io Sky, who had a banger of a match. If you haven't watched Backlash, please, please go back and watch it. Even if you just watched that first match and it was Io Sky versus the EST of the WWE, and man, great match and, you know, good stuff. So you have Liv Morgan and Raquel Rodriguez, your women's tag team champions, versus Bayley and Dakota Kai. And I'm interested to see what Bayley's going to be wearing. Oof. After Backlash's wardrobe.
Outfit, yeah.
Wow. Fortunately or unfortunately, we did not have a malfunction. So, yeah, so we've got a women's tag team match. What say you, sir?
Do they take the titles off of them? I don't think so. I think you're going to see the tag team champions retain, and it's going to be a further split of Damage Control. Whether Io Sky does something that causes distraction and Bayley gets a roll up, you know, gets rolled up, or that's what I think should happen. Is you'll see some kind of distraction. I guess one of the bigger questions is, does DeVille and Chelsea Green get involved? Because you could go that way too, where they get involved and then cost the titles. But I'm overthinking it. It's WWE. Yeah, you'll see Liv and Raquel win with probably some kind of distraction from Io Sky on accident. I say in quotation marks. You know, that causes Bayley the match. And now you're setting up maybe Bayley and Io Sky down the road.
Yeah, I think that's a safe call. It's pretty much WWE booking 101. It starts the crumbling continues the crumbling of Damage Control. Now we roll into sort of the curveball of the draft meets the introduction of the new WWE World Heavyweight title. So you have two triple threat matches with SmackDown superstars going for a title that's going to be exclusive on Monday Night Raw. Do I have that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so Triple H just said the other day they're going to be exclusive. Okay, yeah, we're going to mix this up. Come to find out, the reason why is because they're trying to compete with the NBA playoffs. So that's why they spruced up and had a title-esque match.
Whatever helps why not justify it.
Yeah, why not just have a title match? You have a champion over there. Start the program with Shinsuke or start the program with whatever. Wait a minute. Shinsuke is over on Monday Night Raw. Okay. I mean, start something. You know, start getting LA Knight the rub. Yeah, I don't know. But so we have Edge versus AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio in your first triple threat.
Man, that's going to be a hell of a match.
Yep.
Holy cow.
I wish they would have mixed some of these superstars up. So,
So if we want to believe the rumors, it's going to be Edge because Edge is supposed to take on Rollins. However, I could see them pushing Rey Mysterio because he's having such a hell of a year and a Hall of Famer. And then I could see AJ Styles doing it because he just came back. Although AJ Styles made some references to Roman Reigns on the show last week. So you're setting up Roman versus AJ down their line. Yeah, probably Edge.
And then you have the OC. And then you have the OC on Friday night. So all that to say, Edge comes out the victor. And now he's going to go one-on-one with the winner of Bobby Lashley versus Sheamus versus Austin Theory.
Man, they just will not separate Austin Theory and Bobby Lashley, will
they? Lashley, yeah.
So those guys end up beating the hell out of each other, and Sheamus comes out with the win. So you're setting up Sheamus and Edge, I guess that means, for the main event for the night.
Yeah. I could see it going that way, but I think Austin Theory will pull the throw someone out of the ring that just got their ass beat. He comes out with a sticky win, and but then at the same time, you don't want your U.S. champion to take a pin in the finals.
Right.
Nor do you want him to take the United States title over to Monday night. So, So you get Sheamus versus Edge in the main event on Friday night SmackDown for the opportunity to compete at Night of Champions versus Seth Rollins.
And I'm guessing Edge wins it. So Edge recently did an interview that said he hasn't won the world heavyweight title yet.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Obviously. So he said once he wins that, he's going to be done. So I think you get Edge and Seth. I almost think Edge might take it against Seth and then Seth win it back from him. And that's kind of Edge's goodbye match. Maybe Edge keeps it till SummerSlam and then Rollins wins it at SummerSlam or Money in the Bank or whatever's in between. Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, I see Edge winning it, and I see you have an Edge and Seth at Night of Champions. So my thought on the Austin Theory thing is, I wonder if we start separating from Bobby Lashley because I know the rumor is LA Knight U.S. title run, or trying to get him into that U.S. title picture. So maybe we have some interaction between the two of them backstage, and that causes LA Knight to maybe come out during that match, and that might cost, because you know they're going to try to protect Lashley, and they're going to try to protect Austin Theory. Because for whatever reason, they like protecting those guys. That's why their matches keep going to no DQs and all this other stuff.
So they start fighting outside the ring. Those two get counted out. Sheamus gets the win and doesn't really make Sheamus look that great, but he still gets the win and can move on. And
does WWE do countouts during their three-way matches? I don't remember.
Yeah, they don't do DQs either. So,
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I don't know how they're going to book this one. This will be an interesting development because as we're sitting here talking, I'm like, I could see Bobby Lashley and Edge. No, I think it's going to be Sheamus and Edge.
And this would elevate Sheamus up the card.
Right.
So he could then move into a program back with, so Gunther is over on damn.
Yeah, but you can move him in with him and the Brawling Brutes could go against the Bloodline. So you could always set up, a Sheamus versus Roman down the road. And,
I was over here fantasy booking trying to get Sheamus an Intercontinental title match, but freaking Gunther's over on Monday, so
yeah, you got to wait a couple months till they forget about the draft.
Yeah, and what do you make of McIntyre not being in the tournament?
I don't want to read between the lines because I don't think his I think his contract is still up to the end of 2024. So I don't want to say that, you know, he's gone. Maybe he's just taking a break. I think it's interesting that he's not in the. I think it just feeds the rumors that he's unhappy and doesn't want to be there. Because why would you not put him in this bracket? So I think it just feeds into the whole rumor mill of that he wants to leave WWE eventually. But we'll see. I don't know what it'll come out. I don't know what his plans are.
Do you think tomorrow night would be too early in the story to bring McIntyre out to cost Sheamus the match against Edge?
No, I don't think it'd be too early. Like, it'd be right enough time where everybody's at least talking about it. And then, yeah, if he come, that'd be a way to do it, you know, have, and then you start a feud between those two. I just, that would make sense. That's WWE booking too, because they've done it a billion times. So why not keep doing
it? Yeah, that's true too. Yeah. I mean, it's one of those tried and trues, but then you've done it before. So why are you going to do it again? Well, because that's what we do. Okay, yeah. What's that?
Did McIntyre get drafted? Yeah, he went to SmackDown.
He got drafted. No, he went to Raw. Oh, that's right. Yeah, they wasted a draft pick, and then they didn't have him in the tournament. So,
yeah, he went to, I was going to say he went to Raw. So he won't come out. Well, I mean, he might, but
he shouldn't. Yeah. So
he shouldn't. Yeah.
Well, there's that.
I'm not sure. I think you're going to get Edge and Sheamus, though, and I think you'll get Edge as the win.
Yeah, he'll hit 66 spears, go to Night of Champions. I am excited about Night of Champions. I will have to watch it on tape delay. I will be in Bermuda.
They don't have pay-per-view in Bermuda?
They do. I don't know. We're going to have to see what our internet. Yeah. I barely have internet.
Like, I'm watching it. Hold on. Yeah, baby. I see what you're doing.
Yeah. I barely have internet in frickin' St. Augustine, Florida. My internet has gone out like two out of the last 3 days for like the entire day. So, wow. So, so we got Roman Reigns. He's going to make a guest appearance on his own show. Cameron Grimes and Baron Corbin. We may get the, to the moon. We may get the, sort of the sprinkling or hints of the lone wolf. Hopefully he doesn't try and grow his hair back. And then, Liv Morgan, Raquel Rodriguez, we're guesstimating that they retain due to some internal strife. We have, two trios match or two, three ways for the world, the opportunity to compete for the World Heavyweight Championship. And we are prognosticating the winner of Edge, AJ Styles, and Rey Mysterio being Edge. And then Bobby Lashley versus Sheamus versus Austin Theory. Sheamus comes out the victor. Edge and Sheamus compete. Edge comes out the victor. And it's Edge versus Seth freaking Rollins for the opportunity to be the first WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
Yeah. I think, man, all three of those matches we just laid out, other than maybe the tag team match, have potential to be really good matches. I don't know. I have a feeling they're probably sprinkling some other stuff on the show. Obviously, we'll have some backstage segments, and I have a feeling you get a lot of Roman and the Usos, because I think when he comes up to the shows, they're going to get their money's worth, so probably a lot of backstage stuff and everything. But yeah, I'm very curious to see how this is going to go. Now that we've talked through it, I'm actually a little more excited than I was just thinking, SmackDown. So
who is from the Volunteer State that is on Friday Night SmackDown?
I have no idea.
The EST.
Okay. I'm like, that's your...
So this would be a perfect night for Bianca Belair to come out rocking some Tennessee Orange, and they present her with a new SmackDown heavyweight champ or SmackDown women's title. This would be the perfect night. And then they could continue the story with Io Sky if they did the women's tag team match as the opening match, because Bianca Belair would be ringside and that's how your show opens. They have some interaction.
So she does the welcome to SmackDown speech and then sits down and they open with that match.
Yep. And yeah, then, I can see that. And then that leads them into stating that you're going to have Bianca Belair and Io Sky at Night of Champions. So we'll see. I'm looking forward to what some of the new drafted superstars do in the background, where, you know, how they interact. Is it going to be, are they going to act like complete strangers, as if to say they've been on two completely different planets, although it's been very roster fluid, roster neutral over the last couple of years. But yeah, I mean, if they stick to the brand split, I think it could be fun. If they just insult our intelligence and not do anything with all the time that they spent on the draft, I mean, you could have spent time working on storylines instead of doing the wonky draft. So.
What do you think they're going to do with the belts, man? Like, so on Raw, they're still calling Rhea the SmackDown Women's Champion. And I agree with you. I think they should present her a new belt. But you think they would have done it on Raw first to get ready for it? So, I mean, unless SmackDown is their premier show now, which it kind of is showing that way in the ratings and everything. So maybe it will be on SmackDown as the first one and then Rhea get hers on Monday. I just feel like that's kind of shitting on Rhea a little bit.
Yeah. Or, so what they could do is they present new titles at Night of Champions.
That's what I was thinking. That's kind of what I was thinking is unveiling the new titles at Night of Champions. The Saudi crowd will eat that up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
It fits into the whole Night of Champions. All of our champions are here. It fits into that mold. I hope they unify the tag team titles too. Just make it one tag team. Or if you're going to split it, then split it. Because my fear is they're going to keep rolling into Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens versus the Bloodline. Like, are they going to go to SmackDown now and try to challenge for the titles? And I just unify it or split them, one of the two, and just have one title.
One or the other. Yeah, that's a good point. Like,
stop carrying around four titles.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good way to put it, I think, you know, sort of how... And I don't think, like, presenting a new tag team championship isn't as much of a consolation prize as it is creating a whole new title.
Because nobody could beat Roman.
Right. So, I think they... Knight of Champ... So, do you think Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens drop the titles between now and Knight of Champions?
I don't see anybody out there to challenge him for it. I mean,
yeah, the only people I see would be the Street Profits, and I don't think there's enough time to legitimize them enough to the point where they are all of a sudden stronger and a better team than Sami and Kevin Owens, who beat the longest reigning tag team champions.
Yeah, so I don't think so either.
Yeah, that's a good call. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they keep it. I don't think they're at the show just because of, you know, they won't. Sami won't go. He's not allowed to go. So I think, I just think you don't have the tag team champions. Maybe you have a number one contenders match.
There you go.
You know, they do a number one contenders match or something to that effect. Maybe that leads into more of the Bloodline stuff. So you do number one contenders, the OC versus, you know, the Usos, and the Usos lose. And now you've got even more Bloodline stuff going on, especially if you're going to see Roman versus AJ Styles.
Dude, that is really good. Yeah, because now you have the parallel storyline.
So maybe that's what happens on Friday is Roman's out doing his thing and AJ and the OC interrupt. So he doesn't get to kind of fully complete what he wants to do with the Usos. And that's how you drag this on a little bit in dissension. And then, yeah, there you go. Then you set up Night of Champions, the OC versus, you know, the Bloodline. So you get AJ versus Roman for the title and you get a number one contenders match. And this is the last straw. You guys better win this. You need to get those titles back. And then they lose to, you know, Machine Gun and the other guy. Yeah.
Gallows.
Gallows. Yeah. I kept wanting to say C-Fit or what was it? What was his old gimmick? Now I can't Festus. Even think of that because, Festus. I kept wanting to say Festus. Remember when we were at the show and we started chanting that at him? He just kind of ignored me.
Man, I love those guys. Back when they were in AEW. Freaking yeah. Machine Gun, man. That is the dude right there.
Holy cow, man. That match he had in New Japan. Yeah, I've always just kind of a Machine Gun fan, but that match he had where he lost the title, I was like, holy cow, I have a whole new respect for him at was it Wrestle Kingdom this year? Whole new respect for him. I was like, holy cow.
He had some matches early on in his career that he went against AJ Styles when he was out on his sort of indies grind, like what Cody did to make himself after his run with TNA. He was a 8-time TNA, 3 or 4-time NWA champion when TNA was first conceived. They were basically the NWA. Then the NWA got bought and Corrigan was like, hey, I want my title back because we're gonna, you know, record in a 50-seat studio in Georgia. Come on, man. Do something with that. But no, yeah, seeing AJ Styles where he is, seeing Machine Gun, Gallows, you know, them back on TV. I'd love, and I know I talk about Lucha Underground a lot. I know I talk about Mia Yim a lot. And, like, they, you know, I personally think they kind of wasted an opportunity to make somebody on Backlash with Zelina winning the title, carrying it for a couple of weeks. She would have forever been made as not only someone who beat Rhea Ripley, but someone who was a champion, and it wouldn't have done jack or shit to Rhea because she's just freaking awesome.
Yeah, so. I still disagree. I think it would have weakened Rhea a lot. I think they made the right call. I think, like I said when we talked about it, I think if you pull that tight, if she loses on her first defense, I think it weakens Rhea. Yes, I think she'd build back up and she'd be fantastic.
So even if she just got like a cheap little small, the most dangerous move in wrestling, a small package, 1-2-3, kicks out at 3.1, and then she comes on Monday night, decimates Dana Brooks, or Zelina comes out to defend the title, beats Dana Brooks, or is in the midst of defeating Dana Brooks, and then Rhea comes out, smashes everyone. She looks like a complete monster. You got lucky, blah, 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 blah. And that would have played into Monday night with Brock. You got lucky. You lucked into that victory, da, 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 da. So it would have been two lucky victories, you know, would have been an easy storyline. But at the same time, like you're saying, you know, let's keep making Rhea dominant. Let's keep making her strong. Eventually, you put a title on either Damian or Finn.
And I think Damian will be next.
Yeah. And then you have Finn. I don't know if you're going to put all the titles in one faction, but I think you keep making them strong because they're selling merch. They're moving the needle. And yeah, it's pretty good. So,
yeah, I understand where it would have been a really good feel good moment. I just don't think it would have been the right call. I think it would weaken Rhea too much, in my opinion. I don't think, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I may be wrong. Maybe it would have been perfect, but I just don't think it would have played off as, I don't know. I think it weakens her. Like, I think if you would have given the title to Zelina Vega just to make the home crowd happy, you make Rhea look weak. Even though, yes, she could come out and decimate and everything else. I just think, so I attribute it to when Charlotte came out and beat Ronda, like out of nowhere, pinned her in like 2 minutes in the ring, where Ronda's had the title for a few weeks, and then Ronda just kind of fizzled out, became nothing. I think that's the same thing that would kind of, like, your fans would lose interest in it, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you haven't seen Ronda or Baszler back on TV since Mania. They're injured. What's that?
Oh, no, they were at Mania. They were at Mania. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah.
Because they won the Spotlight Tag Team Festival or whatever it was. But even if, like, you haven't even seen a vignette of them training or you know, something with them getting rehab or, you know, something, like, get them, like, don't write them off of TV. They just won a tag team, like, basically showcase. That's what it was. And yeah, they really missed the mark on that again. But yeah, no, man, I'm glad we had a few minutes to talk about Friday Night SmackDown. Get your juices flowing a little bit more for the show. Building up toward Night of Champions in Saudi. And there's also the AEW show is the night after on the 28th. So you've got a packed weekend, the 27th and 28th of May. Just, whew, let's go.
Yeah, it's going to be a good weekend for wrestling, that's for sure.
Absolutely. So
good stuff, man. Very good stuff, man. So cool. Well, I appreciate everybody on our first preview episode, previewing wrestling now. Look at us getting all fancy.
Look at that.
Hey, and if you like what you hear, you can find us. We try to drop daily content, assuming Ellie Jair's internet works. We try to drop daily content. If he can keep his internet up on anywhere you get your podcast from, at No Shave Man Cave is who we are. The No Shave Man Cave. Check us out. Hit subscribe. Doesn't cost you anything. It's free. Helps us out. Helps us get more analytics and all the fun stuff, the numbers behind the scenes. So we appreciate every subscriber. And if you want to get in touch with us, our socials, all the socials, Instagram, TikToks, Rumble, YouTube, and all that at No Shave Man Cave is where we're at. If you want to get in touch with us and you don't have social media, noshavemancave@gmail.com. We check it daily. Appreciate everybody. And it is that time, not hard times, that time for a hot tag, baby, hot tag Oh, and he makes a tag to Ellie J.
Bump and feed. Yes, sir. Thank you all for checking in. As you always do, come check us out where you get all your socials. And make sure you come check us out Saturday nights live on YouTube as part of the Fantasy Sports Corp Network, talking all things wrestling from 7 to 8 live on YouTube, the No Shave Man Cave. Until next time, my friends, my fam, take care of yourselves, take care of each other, and we'll see you on the floor.
You've been listening to the No Shave Man Cave.
If it's pro wrestling, we're talking about it. Unless we see something shiny and wander off into the woods. If you hang around long enough, we'll eventually come back. We hope you've enjoyed the show. Fire off your comments and be sure to leave us a 5-star rating. And we'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hit us up on Twitter, YouTube, and TikTok. At No Shave Man Cave. Y'all be cool, and we'll see you next time on the No Shave Man Cave.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.